Welcome to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. Holly is a wife, mom, coach, and entrepreneur. She wears these and many more hats while running three successful businesses, a gym, online counseling and nutrition program, and commercial cleaning company. She brings a unique perspective to everyday life with her spicy, no-nonsense attitude. Holly helps her clients keep it simple with small tweaks that over time add up to big life changes. With that, let's get on with today's episode. Here's my friend, Holly Cochran, an incredible human you need to be listening to every Monday.
Hey, family, friends, and strangers. I'm really going to enjoy making today's podcast because it's on the topic of joy. And actually, recording these podcasts and creating content for the people that I work with brings me a lot of joy. And I've spent a long time being able to figure out ways to do the things that bring me joy and actually call them my work. I feel very fortunate and grateful for that. But today's podcast about joy is coming from conversations that I had all last week because I knew I wanted to record something about joy for the podcast because I think it's important. And I spent the week asking every person in my world, from members in the gym to teenagers that came in to see me for counseling to adults that were here for counseling, I asked all of them, what do you do that brings you joy? And it saddened me how many people could not answer that question or had to take a really long time to answer that question. So I wanted to create something to share with people so that if I ask you the question, what brings you joy, and you're not able to answer it, you can take a listen and understand why I believe it is so crucial to our overall well-being, our health, to have things that bring you joy regularly in your life. So physically, we need to feel well. I obviously spend a lot of time myself and working with others trying to physically feel better. You have to eat well to feel good. You have to move well to feel good. And you have to get sleep to feel good. All of these sorts of things help you to physically feel good. But even if you were doing all of those physical things, if your physiological health was 100% on point and you ate the best, cleanest diet, no toxins in your world, and you slept 8 hours every single night and exercised just the right amount on any given day for you and your cycle, if you did all of those things correctly, you still might not feel good if you don't have joy and positivity and companionship and relationships. There's a whole other part of you that is not being serviced by those physiological habits and those physical things that you are investing in. And they are as equally, if not more, important. And repeatedly, it has been found through scientific research that when people do feel joy and happiness, the other things that are hard to work on, like movement and diet, they're easier when you feel joy and when you're feeling good and positive and happy about something in your world. So it's holistic. Whole meaning all the way around, circular. We can't really survive and thrive with one part and not the other. So today we're going to talk about joy. What brings you joy? How do you fit it into your world? I've done an episode on excuses, so take a listen to that. If you feel like you've got too much going on, you can't possibly imagine fitting joy into your life as well. And I believe that I have gotten better at this as the years go on. I don't know that I was super skilled in recognizing what brought me joy and then honoring it as well as I do now. I remember one time somebody asking me what my hobbies were. Like, what did I do for joy? They obviously understood the importance of it for mental health. And so they asked me, what do I do just for myself? Joyful. And I couldn't answer it either. I was absolutely stuck. I didn't have a hobby. I didn't enjoy doing, you know, like I didn't read. I wasn't doing diamond dots or cross stitching or anything like that. I didn't paint. I didn't journal. I didn't read for fun. I loved my work. It brought me a lot of joy. I was really enjoying the things I was getting paid to do. So I think that helped for me not needing a hobby as much. But I was denying the fact that there was still, I was still not doing anything ultimately just for myself that brought me joy. And I have been working on that over the years. And I definitely now can say that I have incorporated more joyful activities into my life. And often when people think they should do something that would bring them joy, they immediately get this sort of feeling in their stomach, but that's really selfish of me. Like that's going to take away from me doing something for somebody else and they're relying on me to do that. And so that act of selfishness for me to do it will negate the feeling of joy I have because I'm a people pleaser and I don't want to let people down. So if I don't want to let people down, I got to do the things that don't let them down. And then I'm back to not having time to do the things that bring me joy. That's a reality. I really do understand that. But if you are looking to have your own holistic overall wellness and health, eventually being an ultimate people pleaser and never doing anything that is selfishly for you, which I use that word selfishly really loosely because I don't think it's selfish. But if you're not doing anything for yourself that's bringing you joy, you're on the road to burnout. You cannot be the ultimate in a people pleaser or, you know, do things for others for the entirety of your life without it starting to become something that you resent. So you need to find that joy that makes you want to be alive and do things for yourself that are not about anybody else. And maybe bringing you joy is, for example, playing with your grandkids or your nieces. It brings you such joy, but it's not necessarily on somebody else's time. Like just because you have to babysit every Wednesday does not mean that's checking your joy box. It might be that you have to babysit every Wednesday, but because it brings you joy, there are days when you just want to go and get those grandkids, not because you have to, but because you enjoy them. That there's a difference in pleasing somebody else and doing something for somebody else and then just doing it simply because it makes you happy. It's really important for our mental health. It's easy to get caught on the hamster wheel of the obligations of work and parenting and being married and climbing the corporate ladder and looking after your physical health. And it's just like all consuming, but it's not holistic. And something suffers when we don't look at all of those quadrants. Something will suffer if we don't check in with ourselves in our mental health capacity and say, like, I'm doing a lot, but am I feeling amazing? And often when people come to see me because they don't feel very good, I listen to how much they are accomplishing and they're doing all the right things. I don't know. There's a lot of people that have come to see me because they don't feel very good and they're like literally doing all the right things. They're exercising and they're tracking their macros and what else, like they're taking the supplements. And I ask them what they do for fun and they can't answer me. And I'm like, you need to maybe just take a pause from all of these boxes you've been checking in order to feel good. Some of them might have to go. Like, I don't really care what's in your MyFitnessPal. If you feel miserable and you haven't laughed in days, that's not what's going to make you feel good. Well, yeah, I know, but I want to lose weight will be the answer. I don't know that your body's going to ever let you lose weight when you're miserable. And there's a mic drop when people hear that their weight is at all influenced by whether or not they're enjoying themselves in life and laughing and in a healthy community or doing something selfish that's introspective that makes them just sort of sit quietly in their own thoughts and they enjoy it. People do not recognize that there are such a connection. They come to me wanting to lose weight and they get told they have to stop tracking and sit quietly in a room without their children for 30 minutes a week so that they can start to lose weight. And it seems a little bit ridiculous, but I promise you there's such a huge component to our overall wellness and health and body composition, if you want to call it that, that has to do with our mental well-being. And joy is a part of our mental wellness. Okay, so now I want to talk a little bit about what we have come to believe is us being selfish and joyful, and actually is creating a lot of negative thoughts, comparison, guilt, and that is our phones and our social media feed, our Snapchat streaks, all of these things that I am engaging in on the daily, but I want to talk about them as joy suckers. Just because it feels like you don't have to be answering anybody else and you're not pleasing another person. So for the people pleasers out there, when you are scrolling and you think, well, I'm not people pleasing anybody right now, this is all about me, while you scroll, and then the minute you put that phone down and realize you've lost an hour before bed and you don't know what you've accomplished and you don't feel any better than you did an hour ago and you're never getting that hour back, and now you feel guilty and remorseful and you got this podcaster in your ear telling you you need to feel joy and you don't feel joy, you just feel bad. The negative side effect or the result of us having access to what we believe is downtime. We believe is our selfish introspective thoughts when we're scrolling is actually doing more damage to the overall process that we're trying to achieve than it's bringing us real joy or bringing us anything really productive. So even though I want you to check out my social media and give me a heart and make a comment and snap back, so we have streaks, I get all of that. But if we lost our streak or you didn't ever see a thing I posted on Instagram ever again because you said it brings me joy to not do those things, I would cheer for you as loud as I possibly could, because I truly believe that if we could put those phones down for a little bit, we could find other things that are bringing us that ultimate joy. The one, because if I say to people, what brings you joy? They embarrassingly don't want to respond with, TikTok? Yeah, we know. I know. And if you can't loud and proud yell from the rooftops what you feel really good about doing, you're probably not feeling really good about doing it. Like the fact that you're whispering that TikTok brings you joy means I don't know that you're really that joyful while you're scrolling on it and getting mesmerized. Anybody else used that one finger and flipped up the screen until their eyes were actually hurting? I have been there. That was not bringing me joy, even though I thought in the moment I was just taking a break from work and taking a break from answering everybody else's questions and I was spending some time with myself. It wasn't what was bringing me actual joy. So let's balance out. How do we feel really good about what we're doing that's going to bring us joy without feeling that guilt? We need to genuinely ignite something that we are excited about doing, that we want to talk about doing, that we want to share with other people, or maybe we don't want to share it with other people. We just want to have something all to ourselves. But we need to feel really good about what we're calling our joyful activities. Being mindful is the other piece. Sometimes we don't recognize that we are doing things that we enjoy doing because we're not really present while we're doing them. So an example that I got from somebody that I wanted to include today was What brings them joy is their commute. And I wouldn't necessarily have put commuting in as a joyful activity, except that the way they described it to me checked all the boxes. They had purposely decided that if they were going to take a job that was not close to home and they were going to have to spend 50 some minutes in a vehicle one way, twice a day, that that commute was going to become their selfish, joyful time. Now, they talked about the exceptions of bad weather days. So yes, of course, even the things we love to do might suck sometimes, but they looked forward to their commute. It was time for themselves. They got into audiobooks and podcasts that they'd never been into before they took this job. They made a point of really looking at the landscape every day, seeing the horizon, seeing the sunrise, the sunset, recognizing it changing and acknowledging the changes in themselves with the seasons because the sunset and the sunrise were changing with their drive. They made a real mindful effort at building joy into their day without any sort of reason why they shouldn't be enjoying their commute. So mindfulness and perspective on what you're currently doing, I think are a huge part of how we actually feel joy. So when I look back to when I was asked the question, what do you have for hobbies? Like, what do you do for joy? And all I could say was, well, I really love my job. That brings me a lot of joy. Like, I'm coaching all those classes and I love doing that each and every hour is something different. That was my mindset. I had decided that I really loved what I was doing and it was bringing me joy, and there wasn't at that moment in my time, in my life, time for me to fill the gap of joy in a different way. And I didn't need to. Same with this commuter. When you have the perspective and the mindset that this is my alone time, this, I get to choose what's on the radio. I get to see what I want to see on the landscape and on the horizon. And I'm not going to try to, you know, get myself in trouble by looking at my phone 10 times a kilometer while I'm driving, and hopefully I'm not getting caught texting while I'm doing it, but really embracing the things that they're doing as joyful activities is a huge part of our mental health. It's very telling of where you're at in your journey when you can get that kind of perspective on life and you can find joy in the mundane processes of things like getting yourself to and from work. I try to teach this. I try to teach people to find ways to find joy or to be in an emotion of joy. And the most of the time people I'm working with, they're not in really great space. Maybe suffering from depression, paralyzing anxiety, you know, going through one of the hardest seasons of their life. And so I don't teach it like it's this flippant thing like, oh, majorly depressed. Okay, what's the joy you got going on? Like, it doesn't come out like that one bit. But trying to teach people to find, we start calling them little glimmers, the little things that they can focus on, building on that, and starting to create the mindset to be looking for things that you actually enjoy. What do you like about your current situation? There is things, even when you're thinking that life's pretty down and out, there are things that you can like. Maybe it's a wonderful pair of fuzzy socks. And I say that because I am wearing right now a pair of wonderful fuzzy socks that my friend Jen Behrens gave me for Christmas years ago. And they bring me joy. Like, literally, I feel just so awesome when I wear these socks. I love them. But somebody who's not in a good headspace might not truly appreciate something as simple as socks until they start to practice it. And that's what I try to teach people, is what are the little things that you can focus on when the big things are not going your way? When the big things feel overwhelming, you gotta really dial into the little things and stack them up, if that's the right words. So teaching people to stack these joyful little glimmers, I ask people to go and find something funny to watch, to listen to read. Like for some people, they've been in a negative or a sadness for so long that they literally don't really remember the last time they laughed. I also have people who really identify that they only laugh at sick, dark humor things, that they haven't actually felt joyful enough. Their work is so challenging. Like when you're in the world of social work and you're in the world of nursing and RCMP and even education these days, like some days the stories, the situations are just so dark, you gotta laugh. That's not the same as having joy. That laughter of survival, because oh my God, you can't even make this stuff up, that's not really laughter from joy. On those days when you are having that laughter because, wow, I can't even make this up, go and watch, I don't know, Big Bang Theory, Friends, something like that, something that's going to make you laugh. I like to watch The Office sometimes. It's just so ridiculous. And get that sense of fun and joy and laughter and find that escape into it. Do the things that you remember doing as a kid that you stopped making time for because you had kids and they started becoming all consuming and you started doing the things that they like to do because that's what you do, is you start doing the things your kids like to do and you forget what you even were enjoying back then before they existed and took up all of your time. Our mental health is a direct relation to our physical health. They've studied this enough now that we know we need to physically be healthy in order to be mentally and emotionally healthy. That's a two-way street. We also need to work on being emotionally and mentally healthy in order to be physically healthy. It's all going hand in hand. Soon, I want to believe there'll be an opportunity for our medical system in North America to catch up and to check out what's physically going wrong, but spend time investigating what's mentally and emotionally going wrong and vice versa. If you go in there with heartburn, I want them to ask you if you've laughed, if you have community, are you in a solid relationship where you have somebody to talk to before they prescribe you heartburn medication. Similarly, if you go in and they diagnose you with anxiety or depression, I want them to ask you, do you eat a whole foods diet? Have you exercised recently? Are you getting enough sleep? I want our system to start looking at us like we are entire human beings holistically. And if our system isn't doing that, then you can start looking at yourself and saying, mind, body, soul. It all goes together. Am I able to feel better physically and mentally by looking at myself as a whole package and recognizing that I can be doing all the right things and still be missing a piece? One simple thing like having joy can make such a huge difference in the overall picture of health and wellness. Okay, I'm going to leave you with that thought today. I hope you've been able to think, yeah, I'm pretty good at this. I got joy cased. There are tons of things in my life that I do that bring me a lot of joy. I laugh on the regular, have a crazy, awesome sense of humor. I spend time with the people that bring me a lot of fulfillment. I do activities on the regular that I feel good about. I give back to my community. I'm engaged and involved. I want you to have listened to this podcast and think, I'm kind of crushing it in this department. And if not, you are not alone. And there are lots of ways for you to practice and learn how to add a little bit of joy a little bit of peace, being mindful into your world, and you will be surprised if you struggle with physical health, with weight gain, with digestive issues. It's quite beautiful how sometimes those physical symptoms can be supported when you start finding ways to feel happiness and joy. Have a fantastic Monday, if today is Monday when you're listening to this. And if not, tune in again next Monday for another episode of the Monday Matters podcast.
Thanks for listening to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Monday Matters, leave her a review, and share this episode on your social media. Should you have any questions about what you listen to or want more info, reach out and send her a message at K2 Health with Holly on Instagram and Facebook. She loves hearing from her listeners. See you next time.